You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Well, welcome back. I didn't lie. We were back for another one, even though Bogman can't be here. He's too important. Cursing the Phoenix Suns. We just talked about basketball. Cursing the Arizona Diamondbacks. It was 6-0. He calls in. Now it's 4-6. All hell is breaking loose. But we are turning our attention for this entire hour over to fantasy football. I've already got Justin Mason. I've already got a man that writes 250,000 words every other day for Fantasy Alarm. Is that almost accurate, Justin?
Yeah, it feels that way.
Okay. Now joining us is a longtime bestie. We love him long time. You can hear it. We've actually literally cornered the market on 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern shows. We've created this like amazing round table because you hear him on Tuesdays over on the Fantasy Black Book. You also hear him on Target during the day. You hear Justin on Thursdays, and now we are all in one place. We're the three best friends anyone has ever had. Joe Pizzapia in the house.
My God, it's like all of the worlds colliding in one. I hope we can get through this hour. That's all I hope.
Oh, my science. Yeah. You've been hanging out. You've been watching the game. Maybe
I haven't. I've been playing host, and I just turned it on, and I see it's 6-4. I was playing host at some my family had some friends in from Florida, and they wanted to come over and see my children and all that stuff. So, you know, being the good Italian I am, I threw up a pot of sauce. Everybody come over. I made meatballs for everybody. I have coffee and cake after. So now I'm here with you guys. So I did get to see last night's game, which was a good time. Tonight, 6-4. I hope your Diamondbacks hold on. I'd like to see you happy. I'd like to see Scott Bogman happy. These things. I know Mason's already got a ton of championships, so forget him.
Yeah, we don't need him.
He sits on a pile of gold.
We all just want the Dodgers to lose, though. Everyone just wants the Dodgers to lose.
Yeah, I get behind that.
We can all totally.
How's that Fantasy Alarm gig working for you there, Mason? Things are going good there?
It's fantastic. Rick Wolf, president of the company, tweeted out, "I'm doing a fantastic job today. I got a nice little shout out." That always feels nice.
Excellent. Ooh. Excellent. Get him to take you to lunch. That's what Rick Wolf took me to lunch once. Get him to take you to lunch.
I say, I don't get anything. I'm a big fat loser over here. Nobody cares about us. We're just like in this league. We're like, hey, guys, hey everybody, we're in this league. So much fun. And
you guys, you get to do the news update at the top of the hour.
He's right. Yeah, you do. Yeah. Plus, if you end up, if you're running a company like Rick Wolf, you got to wear vests every day. You're not a vest guy, Welsh.
Moving on up. Moving on up. That's totally where we're going. I get it. In the next hour, in the next couple segments, we are going to be taking a look at the spreads, the over-under, as we always do. We'll talk about a few fantasy notes as far as week five goes. Anything that these guys, we've got some great fantasy football minds in here. So anything we want to kind of throw out into the games and inject into the games, we can do. If you guys have questions, you can tweet at us. Is it the Welsh? Justin Mason, FWFB. You got Pizzapia 17. You got all of us, FNTSY Radio. You can tweet at us questions. We'll try to interject them in here. We're going to go through and give you a full litany of week five, but when we start it up, I'm going to tell you, and we're going to see how ridiculous this is. And maybe this is why people have major gambling problems and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Because what I did last week in our pick-ems, I'll never do again in my life. It's unheard of. And Bogman and I had to recheck it three times. We had to recheck our calculations of how it went. But you heard it on this show last week. My over-unders were pretty damn awesome. So we're going to do spreads, over-unders, fantasy stuff. It's Justin Mason, Joe Pizzapia, the Welsh, all of us in the house for In This League. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a couple moments.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo!
All night!
Welcome back. It is In This League. If you want to get more in this league, there's like probably a word for that. I don't know what that is. To get in this league, you can go to InThisLeague.com. You can check out all of the podcasts that we've got. We've got football, which is two a week. I think I mentioned it in the last hour. If you want to get on the Friday show, Heath Cummings from CBS will be joining us. We've got the basketball show, which we are doing major draft prep. The baseball show, unfortunately, has just ended. But if the Diamondbacks do move on and Bogman did not curse the Diamondbacks, we might have a couple playoff episodes. And my prospect show, Prospect One, is about to hit full throttle because the Arizona Fall League, I'm actually this weekend, I know it's not baseball here, but this weekend I'm going out to one of the practices to go see a little guy, piece of pee on Justin, named Ronald Acuna, Acuna Ooh. Matata.
Wow, it didn't take long to make that joke.
No, it didn't. Well, that joke's been around forever. So,
what happened? Al Melchior's material now? He's setting you up for stuff? Is that what's going on?
This is like a year old. Al Melchior definitely got that from somebody else. There's no way that Al got that one. It's a good dad joke, though. Acuna Matata is like the best dad joke name.
Acuna Mancata.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys can check out all the stuff in thisleague.com. But this hour, we are talking fantasy football week 5. So I just want to set this out here. We'll get this over with my braggadociousness. So we do the spreads. We do the over-unders. We're going to do that today. I've got all Bogman's picks, and we're going to do Justin and Pizapia. So we'll really be kind of ramping through all of these today. Last week, Bogman was killer against the spread, 11-5. That's pretty damn good, right, Joe?
Yes, it is. It's very good.
Okay. I was 9-7. Justin, that's okay, right? I mean, won a couple bucks.
More than you lose, right,
even,
Justin?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Over-unders. Bogman had a really good week as well, 10-5. We would say that's when he's winning some damn good money out of week 4. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
I went 15-0 last week in over-unders.
But did you have any money on it?
No, I didn't have anything on it.
Of course
not. $0 on it.
Yeah, you know what?
Nothing.
The best thing you can do is not put any money on it this week.
I'm still here.
That ain't happening.
If I had money and I went 15-0, there's no chance I would be here right now. I'd be in a suite at the Diamondbacks wildcard game.
You know what's funny, though?
Laughing at Bogman up in
the There's a really good chance I would be here covering your goddamn shift.
Yeah.
50 you and me this league.
Oh, hey, it's me and Justin Mason in thisleague.com. I know you just heard me yesterday and Mason the day before, but guess what? We're back.
We can't get a hold of Welsh because he went 15-0 on the over-unders, which I'm just telling you right now. I mean, we've told you before. Don't listen to us. Let's listen to Red Heat and Rage. Those are the guys, the gambling guys. Oh, we're not gambling guys.
They are hilarious. They are like, you know... It's funny because I'm from Brooklyn and they have a weird Brooklyn twinge to them, but they're from Canada. So they have that Montreal / New Yorkish /
it's
whatever
almost like
it is.
Rick and Morty characters. You feel like you're listening to like cartoon characters. It's like these are New York Canadians. Like,
I feel dirty listening to them and I love it. It's amazing. Like, I would need a shower after that show and I just adore them. I tune in early. I dial in early for my show just to hear the last half hour of theirs.
There's something special I feel when Gabe gave us our little plug before the show, and I was like, oh, yeah, that all is right in the world when Gabe can mention in this league. But those are the guys you listen to for gambling. Though, I'm on a hot streak right now, 15-0 last week, which means I'm guaranteed going under 500 this week. There's probably no chance I go over 500.
I'm just going to go against everything you say.
All right.
Well, that's a good strategy.
Right?
I mean, 15-0, guys. Scoreboard.
No, it's good. It's outstanding. Are we going to keep talking about your laurels, or are you going to rest
on
the rest
of the show? I
guess
we're not, because I'm not. There's no like. There's no praise. There's no like.
Well, we praised you, but you didn't put any money on it. So
yeah, we're disappointed that you're not rich at this point.
Yeah, like I feel like if I talk about it more, I'm just going to make you more upset. So I kind of want to go past it in a way. Like, I want to celebrate it, but at the same time, I feel like I'm letting you down.
And I'm a little upset because I actually bet on football, and I do an article at Friends of Fantasy Benefits every Sunday morning on the bets I'm actually making, and you didn't hook me up. I mean, I went 6-3 last week, so I did very, 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 very good.
9 to 11 p.m. Eastern every single Wednesday. Come and listen.
Paper. Yeah, I missed it last week.
I know. We watched wrestling that night, me and my kids. So.
what is Wednesday?
Well, we're on a delay here when we can watch because
in New Jersey.
Oh, so it's Monday night Raw on Wednesday.
What happens is we watch on Monday and then I'll have the kids on Tuesday and they're back on Wednesday, so we watch SmackDown on Wednesday nights.
Oh, look at you into wrestling, yeah.
Oh yeah, I was always into wrestling, and then my kids got into it last year, and then it just took off. And it's funny because
a little bit Newell shorter piece of Pia.
A little bit. No, I'm not NWO. No, screw that. Screw that WCW crap. I'm never into that. But I'm no. I'll buy a T-shirt for that. I'll buy a new.
Are you Bog Nation of Domination?
That's also acceptable. I will buy t-shirts for both of those because I'm a t-shirt whore. But the my oldest daughter watches it for the storyline, and my youngest daughter watches it for the violence. So everybody wins.
that's like our childhood. That's raising pretty children much. In the 90s, brought to you by Joe Pizzapia.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll be wearing flannel all week.
Yeah, let's get to this here. We've got these games. We're going to go over under spreads and any fantasy nuggets that you have here. First game up is the New England at Tampa Bay. New England is favored by 5.5, and the over under is 55.5. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'll just start us off here. Bogman took New England and the over. I am also taking New England and the over. There was a little part of me that felt a little trappish in this. When I look at that 55 and I don't know, you know, Tampa Bay, the short week, it makes me feel like this is a game that could hit the under. But Bogman and I are both going New England and the over. Justin, let's go to you. What do you think about this game?
The over-under does seem like a trap. I'm still going to take the over because I don't know if either of these teams could stop a high school offense. So I'm taking New England and the over.
Okay, New over. What do you think, PSP?
Yeah, I'm taking New England to cover, and I'm taking the over as well.
What do you think about fantasy options here? James White has proven to be kind of a consistent PPR running back, even if he doesn't do much on the running end, like many running backs right now. He's kind of been an option. I feel like this might be a Danny Amendola type of game.
It's going to be a Danny Amendola game.
Okay, we all agree on that. I'm in on the, you know, not to say that you bench Chris Hogan or something like that, but this is a week I try to get Danny Amendola in my lineups as well. Tampa Bay, Doug Martin is back. We don't know what type of role. If you were really struggling, could you guys be comfortable starting Doug Martin? Let's start with you, Joe.
No, absolutely. I mean, when you look at how bad Jai's been, how bad Crowell's been, I mean, you go across the board, all the injuries between Seattle, between Minnesota. Yeah, you're absolutely starting Doug Martin. And I'll say this about, you got to start Hogan every week, too. You'd mentioned him. That's a guy, he's been very consistent so far this year. So that's another guy I got to start. I'll tell you, the running back situation with them, I think this defense, you know, although they have massive problems with execution right now on communication, they're missing some of those elements. They're missing a Ninkovich. They're missing some of those playmakers. They're missing Long, who was getting to the quarterback consistently last year. They're missing a lot of little pieces there, and it's going to take them time. They will play better eventually. But I will say this, too. What they're missing is that little bit of toughness that they had with LeGarrette Blount when they were running the ball a little bit more. And when you have a defense that's playing as poorly as the Pats has, you need to grind a little clock a little bit more. And New England hasn't done that as much as they should have. And the defense has been on the field more than they should be, considering all the issues they have. So it wouldn't shock me if there was a bit of Gillislee in this game, too, that actually surprised you.
Justin, the Patriots have been one of the more atrocious defenses this season, unlike, not necessarily always been.
No,
great,
the most. I'm a Patriots fan. The most.
Yeah, it's awful. It's bad right now.
It's okay.
Doug Martin, for you, Justin?
I think you
we don't
probably
know his role. He doesn't know his role.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it's a short, if it was a longer week, if they're playing on a Sunday, I'd feel more comfortable about it. I think it's hard because, you know, you've got four teams on bye. We've lost some running backs to injury, Chris Carson and Dalvin Cook. So you may not have a choice and you may just have to run him out there. I just wouldn't be banking on him. And like, if you're playing DFS this week, there's no way I'm putting Doug Martin in my lineup.
That makes sense. All right, let's go to the next game. It is Buffalo at Cincinnati. This will be an interesting one. Cincinnati is favored by 3. The over-under is 38.5. We've only got 2 minutes here, so we'll kind of plow through this one. I am taking Cincinnati and the over. Bogman is taking Buffalo and the over. PZP, let's start with you. What do you think about this one?
No, I'm taking Buffalo and I almost want to take the under. Yeah, I almost do. I think this is going to be an ugly one. So I'm going to go the under in this one. Yeah.
Okay, Buffalo in the under. What do you think, Mason? Where are you like on this?
Yeah, I think this is a really, really ugly game that's probably won by Buffalo 17-14. So give me Buffalo and the under.
Okay, yeah. I like it. We got contention all over here. Really quickly, since we're going to go to break here in a minute, Justin, do you feel at all comfortable with this running back situation? They've gone Joe Mixon, Cincinnati has, from a week-to-week basis, but there's really been little production all season from anybody. Can you feel comfortable with any of these guys?
No, I don't think they have an RB2 on this roster right now in fantasy. It's little to do with Mixon. It's the line.
Real quick, what do you think, Joe?
I think Mixon's still a buy low. He's bargain basement right now. I'll take my chances with Mixon. I think he'll figure out eventually. And, yeah, the O-line sucks. But, you know, I think Mixon eventually talent-wise will win out as he gets more comfortable and more confident.
Just don't let yourselves be put in the situation where, I know week 5, week 8, there's some weird bye week stuff. Don't let yourself put in the situation where Jeremy Hill's in your lineup. Jeremy Hill is a guaranteed L for the week. Gio Bernard, only PPR option. Joe Mixon is, if any of the guys you would go for, I flexed him out in one league. He could be a low in RB2 right now, but I agree with Joe, he's a bye option. So we got a whole bunch more coming up the rest of these games. Still piece of pia, Justin Mason, the Welsh. We're in this league. Don't go anywhere. 15-0, baby. 15-0.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm going to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? That nobody?
That nobody.
ITL.
Yeah. I need to get people bigger than this.
That's right. That's right, Joe. We're like, right. You guys don't know the fun that we're having during the breaks here. This,
no,
I'm telling
so
you,
much fun.
It's the Wolf Pack. The 3 best friends anyone ever had. We're sitting there. We're just shooting it and during the breaks. And I've said this before, and we've joked about it. There needs to be, like, a break podcast that happens, because people would be fascinated the conversations that happen during the breaks.
Just get the beep ready, because there's a lot of cursing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
can't air on air. That's a good
no.
That's a very good.
Well, you can air it on back. Air once. Then
yeah,
then
once, and then we'll all be not here anymore. You won't be hearing me on updates, and you won't be hearing Pisa P on 1200 shows, and you won't be hearing Justin Mason.
Some people might like that. They like to get rid of me, probably.
By the way, Justin, what's going on with what's going to happen with Tout Wars? Are you guys doing a lot of football coverage? Baseball's ending. How is that going down?
I mean, baseball is still kind of our bread and butter, but we're definitely covering football right now. Bringing in a lot of guys from within the industry to come talk some football. So definitely check us out. Same time, just tomorrow.
There you go. That's what I'm telling you. It's like, the hot hour at FNTSY is this 9 to 11 p.m. That's where it's the future talent.
The cool kids.
I'm a prospect guy. We're like the double A prospects. We're not triple A, because triple A, it's like a little like, I don't know. The double A prospects that are ready to make the jump to the majors. That's Pisa, you're already in the majors over with On Target, which is one of my favorite fantasy shows out there. And actually, Seeley was just on with us last
week. I'm sorry.
We gave him a hard time.
It's great to see her be. You know, I talk to you a lot, but I don't get to talk to Mason as much. It was really nice to meet Mace this year in person.
It was fun. Tout Wars was a lot of fun this year.
It was. And I love me some Justin Mason, man. You're a hardworking son of a bitch, and I love you.
Really, Joe, you and I are the only ones that haven't met, got to meet in person.
No, me and Bogman have yet to meet in person. And I imagine that's like the last sign of the apocalypse when we all get together in the same room. Because you and I have gotten along from the very first moment we've ever virtually met and spoken over airwaves and stuff. It's almost frightening. Like, I can't imagine.
The old version of Dear Mr. Fantasy, where we created a whole like slew of segments with the Dinklids and everything.
That was the first time we'd ever talked.
That's first time I 100% within 5 minutes of us talking, we were riffing and taking over shows. And look at us now. Look at us now, big man.
Look,
I'm going 15-0 in spreads without money, and you're hosting 1,200 shows.
Damn. Making it rain. Singles.
All right. Let's get back to this. We're doing our picks here. Next segment's going to be a blur if we don't get through some of these picks here.
Come on, let's do it.
Third one here. This will be the grossest game of the weekend. I don't know why it's even televised. Remember when they wouldn't televise games? Well, they should not do this one. The Jets at Cleveland. It's a straight-up pick because it's garbage, and the over-under is 39. So I have gone. I'm taking the home team here. I'm going Cleveland, and I'm taking the under because I think it's going to be gross. Bogman is exact opposite. He's going Jets and over. Let's go to you, Justin. What do you think?
I'm going to go Cleveland in the over and close my eyes.
And not watch it.
I'm going Jets in the under, and I can't wait to watch this. I'm going to have a shot every time somebody turns the ball over in this one. It's going to be amazing. I want to watch this game because, you know, I want to watch Deshaun Kizer continue to turn the ball over at a record pace. And, you know, the Jets, I really want the Jets to win 3 games because, you know, they're closing in on basically putting themselves out of the conversation for a franchise quarterback in the draft.
It's great. Well, it's great. As a 49er fan, I've started the trend. It's hashtag suck for Saquon. or blow for Barkley, whichever one you want to do. As a 49er fan, that's who I want. Darnold has already said it's not a guarantee that he comes out, and there's some whispers around to say that he's coming back next year. So when you want to talk about
franchise quarterback. He's been crap already this year, so let's not get into that.
Who is that franchise quarterback? Yeah, I don't know. It's not the worst year, but yeah, I mean, what are you playing for here? Justin, did you say Cleveland and the over?
Yeah.
Okay, we are literally the most unhelpful four grouping here because we have all literally picked something different.
Yes.
Every single one of us has done a different combination here.
Which means don't bet on this game.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put
or bet on it four times.
Please don't do anything. And we can't even say go like three of us didn't even pick the over. It's two under, two over, and we all have got different pairings to go with these. We talked about this a little bit earlier, Pizapia. We had a question about this with Crow. The Jets are the Jets with their fantasy options. I am curious what you guys think about Bilal Powell and his like return to form. But I want to first kind of ask you about Isaiah Crowell. Justin and I have already answered this. Are you a believer that Isaiah Crowell can return kind of back to form? Or do you think this is just, I mean, this is essentially the end of true fantasy value?
Well, here's the thing. I think Crowell can return to form if Cody Kessler takes over at quarterback, because the things you're missing from Crowell are these finishing parts of drives, which is really where Crowell shines. And this is why Duke Johnson's played so well. But the problem is, you know, you get these lines with Crowell sometimes. If it were 10 for, like 12 carries for 44 yards or something like that, but he had a touchdown, people wouldn't be cranking as much as they would. But, you know, they're not able to finish drives because Kaiser keeps turning the damn ball over. So I do believe at some point in time you see Cody Kessler, because they're going to try to, you know, give him a break here, because I think he's going to need a break, Kaiser. And if he does, I think Crowell all of a sudden becomes more relevant again.
That's interesting. Real quickly, Bilal Powell, is he back? Justin, start with you.
No. I mean, 70 yards of that 75-yard touchdown run was because the Jaguars thought he was down and didn't chase him. I mean, it's a
Jets moment.
Yeah, I mean, he just it was like the anti-butt fumble right there. So, I mean, it just was a moment that worked out for him. Things like that aren't going to continue to happen, at least not in a positive way for the Jets. So, no, I'm not buying in on Bilal Powell.
PZP, is he back?
Well, I'm buying Bilal Powell because I think that if you saw last year.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm buying him for two reasons. Number one, Matt Forte is not around, so they can't even try to screw around with that when they shouldn't anymore. That ship should have sailed. But then the other part of this thing with Powell is, you know, people want to kill guys because they have sometimes, you know, he got 75 of his 120 on one play. Well, I want playmakers on my fantasy team. I want guys who could take something and make a play and do something, because those are the kind of guys that have big impact. There's two kinds of guys. They're the guys like Jordy Nelson who just do it every single week, and you know the volume and you know how great they are, and that's what they are. And then the other guys you want on your team are the playmaker guys, the guys that show up and can do it. I call them the GPP guys, and he's one of those guys. And unfortunately, first couple weeks wasn't bad, but last week was good. I expect him to be pretty good in this one as well. Although, keep in mind, Cleveland's front is pretty good, and they're getting Garrett back this week.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, next one up here, Carolina at Detroit. Detroit is a 2.5 favorite. Over-under is 44. Bogman says, me and him are on the opposite end again, he's going the Lions in the under. I am going to go Carolina in the over. I'm going to think that they're going to be able to, you know, the New England game did them some wonders, even though Cam Newton's an idiot and he just keeps his stupid mouth shut. Jesus. Pizza Pia, what do you think? Carolina, Detroit, 2.5 on Detroit, over-under 44.
Let's see. I'm gonna take Detroit and the over in this one.
Okay, Mason.
Not by much. It's gonna be close.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Detroit in the under, but I would not bet the over under on this one. I think it's gonna be extremely close to that 44.
It is kind of a grossest game. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time, but do we think that Christian McCaffrey can turn the season to a little bit more relevant, Pizapia? Do you think that we can get back to, you know, everyone? People are taking Christian McCaffrey over Leonard Fournette, which I disagreed with. Do you think he can be that guy the rest of the season?
Well, that was a stupid thing in the first place. Nobody should be doing that, but I'll get to it. Yeah, I know. Well, they're stupid.
Yeah. Not disagreeing.
I'm cautiously optimistic that as the season goes on that McCaffrey will have some big games, but I don't think this year will be a year where he's consistently getting you a floor of points that are going to make you happy. He's going to get some big weeks in there. It's going to happen because he has that explosiveness that I talked about with Powell, but I think he's going to be more bad than good, because Cam Newton right now is Cam Newton.
Yeah, that's very true. What do you think, Mason? Real quick. McCaffrey, return?
I'm right with Joe on there. They're going to be big weeks. They're going to be very, very hard to predict. I railed against where he was going in drafts to start the season. He's not an every down back. He's explosive, and he's going to have big moments, but they're going to be few and far between. They're going to frustrate the heck out of you.
Mason, could you believe if he was a Patriot?
Oh, I mean, it would be how well sure. it's a perfect
holy
message.
Holy crap! Together. Could you imagine him and Brady? That would be fantasy gold, man. Wow. Yeah.
We got a caller, which we'll take. Hold on, there, caller. I don't know who it is yet, but stay on because we'll take you on the other side of this break. Let's plow through this one real quick, and then we are going to be doing some speed round stuff. 49ers at the Colts. Colts are a 1.5 favorite. The over under is 44. Bogman says San Francisco in the under. I'm a 49ers fan, but I am going to go Indy. And the under, I don't think it's going to be super, super high scoring. I definitely think we might be looking at Jacoby Brissett running over the Niners. Pisa Pia Mason, what do you guys think?
I'm thinking San Fran in the under. I think San Fran actually sneaks away here.
Okay. San Fran in the over, but just barely.
How am I? I'm the Niner fan here. I'm the only. I'm
because you want to be bad, and we're going to ruin your Sunday.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I'm like the Niner fan here, and I'm like, nah, it's definitely Indianapolis. Frank Gore, revenge game in Indy. Jacoby Brissett. The 49ers are not going to be able to do well against what Jacoby Brissett is doing. Being able to move around the pocket is not going to benefit him. Plus, this is the type of game, if they plan it correctly, T.Y. Hilton could have a big explosive game. It almost makes me want to take the over, to be honest with you. What I think, Mason, you're the only one that took the over. I'm almost tempted to do it, but Indianapolis and the under for sure. Actually, let's sneak one more before we go.
Come on, we could do it. We're professional.
Tennessee at Miami. There's no information, so just pick your winner. Bogman and I are both going with the Dolphins.
I'm also going to go with the Dolphins. I agree.
Yeah, Dolphins. I think Mariota's out for this game. Dolphins win big.
And I think Matt Moore at the end of this game for the Dolphins.
Do you think? Could we have Matt Moore versus Brandon Whedon? That would be the matchup.
My God, I'd like to have Matt Moore versus Will Wheaton. That would be
somehow Mariota, Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
It's amazing. The NFL is a great place. Mariota did practice though. That's what people should know on Thursday. Is Mariota did practice. So keep an eye out for it. More than likely, they just maybe sit this one out, fellas. You're a good and. You got Brandon Whedon, I suppose. But on the other side of this break, we got a caller. Carrie is on the line, and we're going to take that call with that question, and we're going to finish up. We've got a whole bunch of games: Cardinals at Philly, Jags at Pittsburgh, Seattle at the Rams. That's surprisingly a really good game. So don't go anywhere. It is Joe Pisapia, Justin Mason. I am the Welsh, and we will be back in just a couple minutes. We're in this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Welcome back. It is In This League. Chris Welsh, a.k.a. The Welsh, with Justin Mason, Joe Pisapia. And we got, like, advice blocked by our producer, Chris Pavona. So instead of helping somebody, Pavona's like, hey, guess what? I just helped out with a question, so need for a caller. And I was like, oh.
Do exactly Pavona, do the opposite of what Pavona told you.
You got
Pavona,
question
get on the air
cock
right
blocked,
now.
I
get
think.
Get on the air right now.
You that, wow. It's like, no, dude, that's okay. I handled this one. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Where's Pavona?
Yeah. Jeez. He's
probably still giving advice. Sorry. We'll hold. Hey, wait, no, hold on. Everyone, let's just hold. Let's wait, because Chris Pavona, the advice. Let's see if we can. Did anyone have some hold music? Please don't go anywhere. Chris Pavona on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network will be with you shortly.
Charlie Blackman just missed one, by the way.
Black. Thank God. Let's thank God for that. Still 6-4. All right.
Oh, not Blackman. I'm sorry. It was somebody else. I just saw a beard. Sorry.
Well, we don't have to give any fantasy information, but we can give you some spread and some over-under information. We just said Tennessee, Miami. We all agreed Miami's the go-to here. So let's go, as we call them, the Los Angeles Clippers, but it's the Chargers. I don't like that abbreviation. And Pavone still says he's still talking with the caller. I'm so glad that people are calling in to talk to the producer and not the talent on the show.
Well, Chris is DJ PPR, man. He's smooth, you know.
Are you talking Disney? Because Pavone has a Disney fantasy football league. Do you know about this?
I don't understand. I had an aneurysm.
Pavone
that just happened.
Is in a Disney Facebook group, discussion group, and they did a fantasy football league of people that like Disney in a Facebook discussion group.
You got to think Goofy with the size would be a pretty decent receiver, right?
No, they're drafting football players, but they're in their Disney one. See, I thought the same thing, Justin. I went the same place. I was like, oh, you know what? They're probably like, Mickey's like the first overall pick and stuff. No, you're not drafting Disney characters.
Bambi's
mother's
out for the year.
You're with your fellow Disney enthusiasts drafting football players.
Do you ever notice how much Disney hates parents?
They do.
I do.
Every Disney movie. You have small children. You know this, Mason. Every Disney movie, it's either an orphan, the parents are dead, there's one parent.
There's always an animal dying. There's always an animal dying.
But there's always a tragedy with the parents. And it's like, wow. It's like automatic sympathy for this young whatever it is.
And of course, now my 7-year-old daughter, every time she does some sort of imagination game, the parents are dead. And I'm just like looking like, do I need to start locking my bedroom door?
Dude, I would if I were you, man.
It's the most depressing thing. Like, my son will always be like, hey, let's play this game. Oh, okay, I'm dead. And I'm like, why are we talking about death? Like, we don't need to do that. But then,
my kids are into wrestling now, so they just want me, like, power.
Well, yeah, you're into the violence. Sorry. Yeah. Let's plow through some of these because we're not giving fantasy advice.
All right, we can do it. Come on, let's go. Go.
The Clippers versus the Giants or the Chargers versus the Giants. The Giants are 3.5 with the over-under 44.5. I am going Giants over. Bogman is going with the Clippers over the Chargers. What do you say, Mason?
I'm going to take – oh, man, this is hard. I'm going to definitely take the over, and I think I'm going to take the Giants.
I'm taking the Giants and the over, too. Over. Yep.
You're going Giants and over as well?
Giants and over for sure. Yep. No doubt. So Giants get a W here for sure.
We're all on that. They can right the ship a little bit at home. What about Arizona at Philly? Philly's a 6.5 favorite, and
that's
the over-under is 45. This is in Philly. Bogman took Philly and the under. I'm opposite. I'm going to go Arizona. I like the points, and I'm going to take the over there. What do you say, Pisapia?
I say Arizona and the over. That's a 6.5. I know. That's a huge number for Philly to cover. I'm sorry.
I know. What do you think, Mason?
I'm going to go with Bogman taking Philly and the under.
Okay. I'm excited to look at these scores here. We're going to plow through a couple more here, and we'll give a little bit of analysis on a few of these other. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Holy crap. 8.5 favorite is Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh with only a 43.5 over. So Bogman went Pittsburgh in the under. I'm going to go Pittsburgh in the over because we know Jacksonville loves to play from behind, and there's, you know, garbage time Bortles. Justin, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm taking Pittsburgh in the under.
Okay.
I'm thinking Pittsburgh in the over.
See, me and you and me, Pisapia. It's like two peas in a pod.
Hashtag
you were supposed
soulmates.
To go against him, Pisapia.
I can't do it. I want to, but I just can't.
15-0.
It feels so right.
I know. Well, what can you say? When you're 15-0, you're doing something right. So you got
the man.
Hey, sneaky contrarian GPP play in this game, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Like it. I like it. Really? Pittsburgh's offense, they've always been prone to throw. And Juju Smith-Schuster.
Watch it. He almost had to get the drop button for a second there.
I almost got kicked off the show. That's just about what happened. I almost
lost Pavone is not even paying attention to us right now.
Yeah, so. he's
like talking to Pavone, are you still on the line with his caller? I'm asking him right now. Are you still talking to her? This is amazing.
Check this.
Hi, guys.
Yes, no, maybe.
oh, you're back. I'm so excited. Guys, everybody, we're on the line with Chris Pavone. Pavone, I'm a huge fan of yours.
I'm so excited
that first-time caller, first-time long time. What would you do this week? Since we're getting advice from Pavone today. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's an 8.5 favorite. What do you think? Please, first-time long time. I'll listen off the air.
It's Jacksonville at Pittsburgh in this one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wouldn't. I don't know.
You think an expert would know that?
You would think so. The only problem is that the Steelers just are so – they're not good. They're not good at all.
This is at home.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I actually think that Jacksonville's going to come in there. They're going to play a little smash mouth with them. I think they're going to play really well. Okay. I wouldn't take 8.5.
I actually don't want your advice on this. I gotta know, what did she call about? What did she call about?
Oh, she was asking about. Oh, she was asking so many questions about her running back. She was worried about Aaron picking up Aaron Jones and dropping Jamal Charles, and she thought that was a. She wasn't sure she wanted to do that.
Well, what was your advice?
I said, Jamal Charles is not the Jamal Charles of, you know, a few years ago. He's done. I said, go with the volume of Aaron Jones for this week.
Maybe she should have been on air talking to Pisa Pia, Justin Mason, and Chris.
Well, she's still here if you guys want to talk to her.
No, I'm just I don't want to take you guys away.
She got her answer.
Well, yeah, we can bump Tony back another hour. Okay. We don't.
You continue.
Send Tony to midnight. He'll go to midnight.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just pump Tony a little bit. No, you go on. We got your advice. Carrie's in good hands. All right, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
You're such a jerk. I love you. I miss this.
It's the best show. I don't care what Pavona says to anybody. He has the most fun on this show. I guarantee it. There's 100% fact. He has to. He created our clothes. It's amazing. Pavona's the best. That's why he's super producer. All right. Seattle at the Rams, which I think surprisingly might be one of the two or three best games that we're going to get this week, because the Rams are good. Breaking news. The Rams are actually good, and they might be the best team in this division, and they're going up against the Seahawks. Seahawks coming into L.A. for, God knows how many actual fans will be there. The Rams, which I would love to know if someone could find this stat for me. When was the last time the Rams were a favorite against Seattle? Because that's happening this week.
When it was the greatest show on turf?
Yeah. Seriously.
It's been a while.
I'm being serious.
Yeah, when the Rams Seahawks were back in the AFC. In LA. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way. The Rams are favored by one, and the over-under is 47.5. So Bogman went with the Rams, and he's taking the under. I'm also taking the under, definitely, in this game. But I'm going to go Seattle. I think Seattle's going to step up a little bit in this game. We might see the old school Seattle. Okay, Pizapia, what do you think?
I agree. Seattle in the under for me, too. I think that's just the way it's going to go from a fantasy standpoint, unless Sean Alexander's coming back to play running back this week.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
What do you think? What do you think, Mason?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Seattle in the under.
Okay, let's put that down. Put it on the board. All right, Baltimore at Oakland. Oakland is favored by 2.5, which, I mean... Ugh. I'm shocked that they're favored by 2.5. EJ Manuel is their quarterback. The over-under is 40. You've got underperforming Marshawn Lynch. You've got EJ Manuel as the quarterback. Derek Carr is out 2 to 6 weeks. Baltimore and their sputtering offense. Jeremy Maclin can do nothing. Alex Collins is the best option, apparently, at running back right now. But Bogman and I both agree we're going Baltimore and the under because it's really hard to trust EJ Manuel at quarterback. What do you think, though, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going Baltimore in the under. Until I see EJ Manuel make a decent throw at some point in his career, I'm not betting on him.
I'm Baltimore and the under for sure in this one. This is getting, you want to talk about ugly games? I would rather watch the rerun at 4 o'clock of the Jets Browns than to watch this slugfest. That's how I feel about this game. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I love That's me some right. McCown.
You said
I love
it. Me some Josh Does anybody McCown. Trust Terrence West anymore or even
no
Buck
way.
Allen?
Terrence West? I can't trust him. I trust
He had
Buck
negative
Allen
7
bit.
Yards on 4 carries last week.
So bad.
Like, how is that even possible?
It's possible. It's a Raven. It's a Raven thing. It's so Raven. We've got 3 more here with 2 minutes. Let's see if we can plow through 2, and then we will have 1 on the last final break here. Green Bay at Dallas. This will be a great game. Dallas is favored by 2. Over-under is 52.5. Looking at the math, I want to say that's the second highest over outside of the New England-Tampa Bay game. I think that is correct. Green Bay at Dallas. Bogman and I both have Green Bay and the over. What do you think, Pizapia?
Taking Dallas and the over. Wow. And you want to talk about a contrarian play? I'm telling you right now, I might have some Aaron Rodgers lineups, but I'm going to have a Dak Prescott lineup because I think there's something about Dak Prescott where he shows up in big games, and I like that about him. I grew up my whole life hating the Cowboys. I find myself somehow rooting for Dak Prescott. I just like him. I think he's got guts. I like the way he is on the field. And I think he's going to show up. He does, man. He's got that other gear. Like when the situation gets big, he seems to show up. And I like that about him. And I think that, that's something that we kill all these other quarterbacks sometimes when the big spot happens and they can't get there. He did it last year in that game on the road against Pittsburgh. I'm sure Bogman will tell you about that. He did it last year in the playoffs against Aaron Rodgers, and he fell short. But that kid put up a hell of a fight, and I think he wants another piece of Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Green Bay is not playing well this year. They have not played
well.
Mason,
we're about to go to break, but what do you think? Where are you going?
Green Bay in the over.
Green Bay in the over. Okay, there you go. We've got two left. We've got the Minnesota and Chicago game, which guess what? There's no information because we still don't know who's going to play quarterback for Minnesota. We know who's going to play quarterback for the Bears, and it's not Mike Glennon. It's Mitch Trubisky. You might have a game of Mitch Trubisky and Case Keenum. Think about that. Plus Kansas City and Houston. That's a great one. The final segment coming up, Pisa P and Mason. We'll be talking about that, so don't you go anywhere.
In this league.
It's the wild card.
You got two? You got two for a buddy?
Well, I wasn't in charge of buying that. I just have a ticket for myself from someone else.
Well, I appreciate you making me the full-time replacement.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Justin's now the full-time.
Well, we're not on Monday, so it's fine.
But I got a feeling you won't be alive by Wednesday.
There's a chance I'm not alive by the time this game's over. So.
Okay.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In this league.
In the dark.
Well, that promo that you heard before the break, at least if you're listening live, if you're listening on demand, you probably didn't hear it, but Chris Pavona, super producer, always puts together great promos. Was our cut-in with Bogman, who is live, at this moment, at the wild card game, Diamondbacks at Rockies, and he says at the very end, he says, I might not make it out of here alive. Gentlemen, let me tell you, that might be the most true thing ever, because it's the bottom of the seventh. It is now 6-5, which means Fernando Rodney is in play. That is not good.
No, that's not good. Get the arrows out, boys. Get the arrows. Here they come.
It's amazing for my Rockies to win this game prediction.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah, that's true. That won't be cut from any shows. If you want to hear a meltdown and if the Diamondbacks lose, make sure you follow Bogman Sports and Is It the Welsh for major, major meltdowns if this actually goes
down. I'm going to be glued to Twitter at about 12:30 Eastern tonight.
I'm about to get me one of those Twitter bans for 12 hours. I'm going to take a Twitter break for 12 hours with what's going
on. God,
come
if there was now. Ever so, a time to increase you to 280 characters, this is it right now. This is what I want. Look, Twitter, please. Just
get on
night.
It, Twitter. Yeah.
Give them
so many more expletives. It'll
just
be great.
Just do it.
All right,
dude.
Last two games, and then I want to make sure people are locked into where they're going to get their Justin Mason and Joe Pisapia fix. I just want to jump to the Minnesota and Chicago game because we have no information on it because we don't know the quarterbacks are going to be playing, as I mentioned. But Bogman and I both have Minnesota. What say you, Justin?
Minnesota.
No, you got to take Minnesota in this one. Easy. Sorry. And Trubisky's going to play.
Give me a break. This game, though, this game is an exciting game. Kansas City at Houston. We talked about it earlier in the show where I think it was Jason Braun had kind of asked us about, you know, is DeSean Jackson a top end quarterback option? If they beat Kansas City, he definitely has to go on that. Justin, you said he's already a quarterback one to you. So Kansas City is favored by one. They're going into Houston. The over under is 47. Bogman has Houston and the under. I also have the under, but I'm going to go Kansas City because they are beast. Pisapia, what say you and DeSean Watson with those Houston Texans?
I'm actually surprised the line is so small there, but I'm going to take Kansas City as well. I'm going to take the under, but I'm taking Kansas City. I think that Watson had a fantastic game last week. I think he's done some great things, but I want to see a good team go in there with the book on him and see what they can do to stop him, because I think that they're going to throw some more confusing advanced looks, and Andy Reid's going to know how to get under his grill a little bit, and I think that's going to be a difference maker. And Kansas City right now is the class of the AFC. And Alex Smith is MVP,
Justin?
Clearly. He's the greatest quarterback that ever lived.
Yeah, I can't say Watson is a QB1 this week and not take Houston to win this game and the over.
Ooh, okay. All right, I like it. Those are your picks. If you missed any portion of it, you can listen to this show on demand. Just search In This League on any of your podcasting places you want to try to find it, or you go to fantasysportsnetwork.com/radio, and you will find us on demand in the links to get all of our shows. You can listen to my amazing 15-0 pick last week, just to relive the magic if you'd like to. And if I do horrible this week, please, these are not the droids you're looking for. Don't count me this week. But you can hear all the picks. Plus, you can find both of these fine gentlemen on shows here. Justin Mason, where should people be on the lookout for you right now?
You can follow me on Twitter at JustinMasonFWFB. Read my football stuff at FantasyAlarm.com. My baseball stuff at FanGraphs. Other stuff at FriendsOfFantasyBenefits.com. Tout Wars Hour, Thursdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, 6 to 8 Pacific on Thursdays with Laura Michaels. And Sleeper and Bus podcast, where I'm producing.
Yay!
All right, well, Pizza Pia, he took up all your time, so we know that
it's easier to find. It's easier to know where you can't find me, probably.
That's a good point. Roto-Wire, On Target, the Black Book, all of that stuff. That's where you can
Greyhound
find
bus stations.
Greyhound bus stations. So, I'm in the new Wonder Woman. I'm playing Wonder
Woman. In my
Woman.
Heart.
It's going to be great.
In my heart. Endless love. There's endless love with this crew here. I can tell you that right now. I've spent much time with Justin Mason. We've done stuff together. Pizza Pia is just another version of me, but probably a better one. So I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy News Desk with Tony Cincotta is up next. This is In This League. I am the Welsh. Goodbye, my endless loves.